Okay, let me start and make two exercises now. One is the second one, which was on the same sheet as before. This is a bit longer, and as this calculator is really crappy, we are going to use Excel for this one. We have a closed volume, which a given volume of 500 cubic meter. Inside this room, we have a source, which have a power level which is known in octave bands. So we have the spectrum of the power level of the source. We also know the reverberation time of our room. Again, we have the spectrum of the reverberation time at various frequencies. We need to compute the total sound pressure level caused by the reverberant sound field, so it is not at a certain distance from the receiver, because the reverberant sound level is the same everywhere, and is written to compute it either as a total linear value in dB, summing all the frequency, and then also as a weighted total level. So it will not be a simple sum of the level at every band, but it will be a weighted sum using the a-weighting. Okay? Finally, it is asked to find the critical distance at 1 kHz, at this frequency, when the source directivity is 2. So the source placed over the reflecting floor, which is the most common case. Okay, so we now start going to Excel. We write a title, as it is usual. Exercise on reverberant sound field. Then we compute the input data. Let's write it here, as we did before. Input data. Okay, we can use that, which is better. The input data are the volume, and the volume was 500 plus AF. AF was 5.6. When I write AF, is not A per F, is not multiplied, is AF. So 56. So 500 plus 56 is 556. Okay, and let me call this V. So that is important. If you multiply when there is no multiplication sign, you make a wrong input data. So again, I repeat, please check the input data, because if here you multiply 5 by 6 make 30, and if you use a volume which is 530 instead of 556. It's not a large error in this case. In some other problem the error must be much larger. So be careful in this input data. If there is no multiplication sign, there is no multiplication to be done. If it had to be multiplied, I have written this way. Okay? So, be careful. Well, then we have this table. We probably just copy this here, and it should work. Ah, okay. So, 84 plus F... F was 6, 90. This is 80 plus E, which was 5. D was 4. C was 3. B was 2. And A was 1. Very simple. Now the reverberation time, F was 6, E was
5, D was 4, C was 3, D was 2, and A was 1.
Okay, so now we have all the input data which are required, which is the computation formula for computing the reverberant level, knowing the power level of the source. Generally speaking, this will be insert object Microsoft equation. This will be LP equal LW, you remember the reverberant formula, plus 10 times the logarithm of ratio 4 divided A, where A are the total absorbing area of our room. But remembering the setting formula, we can also write A is the setting formula is reverberation time equal O.16 V / A. So if you bring A to the first member, A is 0.16 multiply the volume and divide the reverberation time. So our value of T goes here, T60 reverberation time. Okay? So this is the formula. LP equal LW plus 10 times the logarithm of 4 times T60 divided O16 multiply V. So here in the same columns we can compute LP rev D, the sound pressure level of the reverberant field in decibel. And here we can write that it is equal to LW, which is this one, V6, plus 10 times multiply logarithm base 10, log 10, of open 4 multiply T60 divided of 0.16 multiply by V. Close the division, close the logarithm. Okay? And this is the value in dB at the frequency of 125 Hz. We now just copy this formula at all the other frequencies, and this is the power of Excel compared to your Handel calculator. Just with this mouse operation of filling the line gave you the result at all the frequency, which is very practical. Notice something. In the formula we have T60, because this is the theoretical formula. Those are measured values, so they are T30. Some people think erroneously that T30 is half of T60. So they double these numbers before entering them in the formula. This is wrong, because T30 is the same as T60, is the same as T20, is the same to every reverberation time. Even if it is measured via 30 dB decay, still it is referred to a 60 dB decay, so it is already doubled. When you write in a measurement report T30 equal 3.8 seconds, this is not the time required for the kind 30 decibel. The kind 30 decibel will take probably 1.9 seconds. this value has been doubled and called it 30. Okay? So you don't need to double again, because T30 is already T60. That's very important. Now, the student this morning did not arrive to this point. He was gone before, because he did not understand that he had to use this formula for computing the pressure level from the power level. He did assume that the power level is the pressure level. He didn't even know the difference between a power level and a pressure level. So at that point, the exam was already finished and he went home, of course. So the problem here was not making wrong computation. In his case, was to use the formula. He was not using any formula at all. He was thinking that the input data were already pressure level. But if you go back to the text of the problem, it was quite clear that the value given was a power level, livello di potenza, and here it was written LW, not LP. So it was quite clear that this one was a power level, and he had to transform it in a pressure level. Okay? Now we have the pressure level at all the frequency, and we can compute the total pressure level linear, no waiting. So here we can write directly the summation formula, 10 times the logarithm base 10 of 10 rise to the first one plus 10 plus 10 rise the 2 plus 10 plus 10 rise to the third plus 10 plus 10 rise to the fourth plus 10 plus 10 rise to the fifth plus 10 plus 10 rise to the sixth plus 10 closed again, enter, and this is the total value. This is already the number to be written. 83.67 is already the number to be written here. Okay? Here you have to write 83.67. Second question is the awaited value. For computing the awaited value, you need to convert this number, which were the boolean, not weighted, in the corresponding value of dBA. And for this, you need the awaiting value. Applying the awaiting to the linear sum pressure level, you get the awaited sum pressure level. So here you need to insert 6 magic numbers. Where these 6 magic numbers come from? From a table which you must carry to the exam. Written on paper, you have it with yourself. You bring it out. Oh, I need the table of the awaitings. And you have this sheet of paper containing this awaiting factor. Now I retrieve it from probably from another Excel file which we did use for this problem. So www.publicacousticcourse.com. XLS, no. Awaiting, perhaps. AviDoc PowerPoint Word. F user Farina Corsi. I don't remember, of course, by memory. Away. Okay. This is the table. While it's a text file, it's not practical to copy in Excel. I probably have already it in Excel. Okay, these are the values. You see, they are in one-third octave bands, but those are in octave bands. We start at a frequency of, 125. So, 125, the number are those one. These are already in horizontal, but one-third octave, we need the octave value. Let me try to copy them horizontally. Control C, we go there, past special value, transpose. Okay. Here we are. We repack them horizontally. Sorry, it takes a little. Of course, at 1 kHz the value is zero because all the filters at 1 kHz don't filter, they don't boost nor attenuate the signal. Four thousand, and then there is 8000 minus 1.1, and finally 6000 minus 6.6. Okay, so we have now our table. We need only 6 values, probably those 6 ones. And we copy them here. Okay. Frequency Earth and awaiting here. Now we apply the weightings, so we write that the awaited value is the not weighted value plus the weighting, and we copy this for the whole line. So at 1 kHz it does not change. At lower frequency the level are reduced by the A weighting. At higher frequency the level is augmented by the awaiting, you see. Now we have a line of 6 awaited value, and we can apply this formula here. So edit, copy, go here, edit, paste, and this will be lp.a awaited in dba. Okay. And this again is already the number, which is simply the sum of these 6 cells, and this is the number to be copied in the examination sheet here. So we have already solved 2 of the 3 questions. Okay? Now, the third question, 83.7 and 73.2. Well, usually this number can be limited to just one decimal digit after the dot. Okay, they can be rounded, there is a tolerance of 0.5 decibel, so you can safely round at the end of the calculation to just one digit, but not the intermediate data. For the intermediate data, you need to keep at least 3 decimal digits. Only at the end, when writing on the examination sheet, you round. Okay? Okay, at this point, the third question. The third question was the critical distance. Again, here we need a formula for computing the critical distance. Where is the formula of the critical distance? Oh, I don't remember. Let me look at the presentation, at the PowerPoint of the course. Critical distance was probably lesson 12. No, it was before. Lesson 11. Still before. Lesson 10. That's the critical distance formula, you see. So, Control C, go here, Control B, oh, a bit too large. Okay. So we can apply this with the value at the frequency of 1 kHz. 1 kHz is here, so we write this here. The critical distance equals square root, the square root is written squared in Excel, of the directivity, which is 2, multiply the volume, which is V, divide open 100 per pi Greek per T60, and T60 at 1 kHz was 2.7 seconds. Close it. One bracket was missing. Okay. 1.14 meters. And this is our third and last answer we have to give. So it was just one formula. You pick up from your notes and you use it, introducing the number and computing the result. Again, there is no particular knowledge for getting the good formula. You just go into your notes or in the PowerPoint presentation and pick up the formula from them. Okay? Any question? Okay, now we make a final exercise taken from another day, 13 September of this year, exercise 2. Okay, so we solve this problem. This is written in English, as you see. A line source is causing a sound pressure level of 70 decibel at a frequency of 200 Hz and at a distance of 10 meters. So this is your source. In this case, you don't know the sound power level. You know the sound pressure level at a given frequency and at a given distance. Okay? From that, if you want, you can compute back your power level of the source. But what is asked for is to compute the sound pressure level at a receiver which is located at 50 meters from the source, so it is more far, then evaluate the sound reduction obtained by placing a barrier at 10 meters from the source with an effective height of 3 meters. This means that the barrier will cause some level reduction. And this was a line source. Then it said, repeat everything if this was not a line source, but was instead a point source. Okay? So something is different both for the free field propagation and for the barrier attenuation, because the free field formula for a point source is different from the free field formula for a line source. and the barrier attenuation formula for a point source is different from the barrier attenuation formula for a line source. So you have to repeat everything twice. Okay, again, we are using Excel. If not, it takes too much time. So we exercise one, and we insert a new one, and call it exercise two. So, exercise two. Part one, line source. Input data. What are the input data? Well, come back to the text. We can close this one. Come back to the text. Here we are. The input data are a sound pressure level of F is 6, 76 decibel. So, LP equals 76 dB at the distance 10 meter and the frequency is 200 plus AF. AF is 56, remember, multiply by 5. 200 plus 56 multiply by 5. 480. So let's call this F. Let's call this D. Let's call this LP. LP at D and frequency F. Okay, first question. What is the pressure at a new distance? Receiver at a distance DD equal the distance of the receiver is, come back here, 50 plus 4 by 2, which is 4 by 2 is 8, plus 50 is 58. And this is dB, the new distance. What will be the sound pressure level LP2? At this receiver? Well, for a line source, the level changes as 10 times the logarithm of distance. We are not dealing here if the source was coherent or incoherent. It does not matter. The level decays by 3 decibels per doubling distance. So it is 10 times the logarithm of D. So what cares what was the power? Who cares if the source was coherent or incoherent? It does not matter in reality. We can say very simply that the LP at this new distance equal the LP at 10 meters plus 10 times the logarithm, base 10, of the ratio between the two distances. That is 10 divided 58. Oh, don't. 68 decibels. This is already the first answer. The pressure level when the distance goes from 10 meters to 58 is given by the level at 10 meters plus 10 times the logarithm of the ratio of the distances. Okay? Very simple. Free field propagation, cylindrical or line source, if you like. Cylindrical field or line source is the same thing. 10 times the logarithm of distance. Well, we can also already compute in the case of a point source the new distance. This was for a line source. Let me move this here. For a point source, we can write almost the same. The distance is the same. LP2 first, let me call it for the point source. The formula is almost the same, but for a point source, the level changed with 20 times the logarithm of the distance, not 10 times the logarithm of the distance, 6 decibels per doubling distance. So you write that it is the level at 10 meters plus 20 times the logarithm of the ratio of the distance. 10 divided 58. And now the level is smaller. The level at the same distance, because the distance did not change, the distance is always 58 meters. But from a point source, we have a much relevant noise reduction, level reduction, where going far from the source, the sound decays much more quicker. So at the same distance you get less level. At 10 meters you had the same level, but at 58 meters, if the source was linear, you did decrease only 8 decibels, and if the source was a point source, you did decrease twice, 16 decibels. Okay? You have a double decay. The decay is twice the decay for a point source. Now we go to the barrier. And we need to make some drawing of what's happening, okay? Because if we come back to the text, we have a distance between the source and the receiver, which is 58 meters, what was. And the barrier is at 10 meters from the source, with an effective height of 3 plus E slash 10, E was 5, so an effective distance of 3, an effective height of 3.5 HF equal 3.5 meters. Now we will see what is the effective distance. Let me try to do some drawing. No, che parte. Shapes. Okay. Let me make a drawing. I hope you will be able. This is the ground. This is the source. This is the barrier. Here somewhere we will have the source. S, the source. And somewhere we will have the receiver. Okay. They are not at the same height. In general, source and receiver are not at the same height. There will be a line connecting the source with the receiver. Why? Why? Draw picture on
drop it to apply. Why not? Click and drag, clicco e draggo. Io clicco e draggo, ma lui non draga un cazzo. Vabbè. Draw line. Let me try here. Ah. So this is the source receiver line, okay? The direct sound. The distance here is 10 meters between the source and the barrier. It was one of the other data, but let you write this way. Okay. 10 meters between the source and the barrier. What we need to compute for evaluating the attenuation of the barrier is the Fresnel number. For computing the Fresnel number, you first need to evaluate how long is the diffracted path over the direct path. The diffracted path is this one, is from the source to the top of the barrier, then from the top of the barrier to the receiver. This is the diffracted path, and the diffracted path is longer than the direct path. What is the effective height? The effective height is this one. Let me try to color by red. One moment. Format? No. Where are the properties of this object? No. Wanted to color it by a red, but it's not that easy. Try with this one. Okay. So the effective height is this one. Is the height above the direct path? Not above the ground. This orange thing here is the effective height of your barrier. So your barrier is 3.5 meters taller than the source receiver connection. Now, in this case, the computation of the Fresnel number is quite difficult. So for making it easy, let me make the drawing this way, which makes it easier. Okay, now it's easier. Okay, so they are rectangular triangles, and we can use our beloved Pythagora formula. Okay, so we can say direct distance is 58 meters. And we write here diffracted distance. Diff. This was a direct distance of 58 meters. The diffracted distance is the sum of this oblique side and this other oblique side. So it will be the square root of this one, which is 10 meters squared, plus the effective height squared, plus this other oblique side, which is the square root of the horizontal, in this case, is the total distance minus 10, because 10 meters are already gone here, squared, plus effective 8, squared, closed. So this is the diffracted part, 58.9. delta, which is the difference between the diffracted and the direct, will be 58 minus 58 or 0.722 meters. This is what we call delta. Okay? Now we can compute the Fresnel number. Which is the definition of the Fresnel number? Do you remember? The Fresnel number is defined large N as the fraction 2 multiplied delta divided lambda, where lambda is the wavelength. But by the definition of lambda, this is also 2 multiplied delta multiplied f, the frequency, divided c0, which is the speed of sound in air. A bit large, but the concept is this one. N is 2 delta divided lambda, that is 2 delta multiplied f divided c0. c0, as everyone knows, is 340 meters per second. So we can compute N. N, Fresnel number, is 2 multiplied delta multiplied f, and we know the frequency is 480 Hz, divided 340. N is approximately 2. It's a pure number. It does not have any dimension, any measurement unit. Now we have the two formulas for computing the attenuation of the barrier. The two formulas are delta L, the barrier attenuation, equals 10 times the logarithm, 10 times the logarithm of 3 plus 20 multiplied M for the point source. And instead, when you have a line source, delta L is 10 times the logarithm of 2 plus 5.5n in the case of a line source. I remember those because I use them very often. Okay. Now, why it writes point this way? Because int for him is a reserved word. Let's write it PT source. Point source and line source. Okay. So, those are the two formulas, so now we can compute delta LP line source equal to equal 10 per logarithm 10 of 3 plus 20 m. And test 16 decibel attenuation when it is aligned source. Delta LP. Delta LP for a point source is 10 times the logarithm base 10 of 3 plus 20 m. Oh. No, because the line source was wrong. It was 2 plus 5.5. Okay. So the attenuation is 11 decibel for the line source and 16 decibel for the point source. So not only for the point source you have more attenuation with distance, but also the barrier is more effective. Instead, with the line source, you have less decrease of level with distance and less attenuation due to the barrier, the same barrier or the same distance from the source and from the receiver. So these are the other two numbers to be copied here, sound reduction of the line source, sound reduction of the barrier with the line source, and here sound reduction of the barrier with a point source. So if you write these four numbers here, you get the corresponding score. Final remark. For going to the oral questions, you should reach at least 15 points with the exercise. In this case, the total number of points was not 30, was 35. So, for making the oral, you just needed to answer correctly 3 of the 7 questions, okay? So, it's quite easy to reach the oral, but then, of course, if you reach the oral with a starting point of just 15 points, perhaps you can hope with a good oral examination to arrive to 20. Can be even more, but it is a rare exception. Starting with 15, the final score will not be good. If you want to get the maximum score, which is 30, you should get at least 25 from the written exercise. So, after you give back the examination sheet, and after you give back the attached squared sheet with your computation, in a few minutes we give you the answer, because we create during the exam the Excel spreadsheet like this one. We make this kind of spreadsheet where we type your I show you one of them, so if not you don't understand. User Farina my document exams. That was July, September, perhaps this one. Okay. Okay, this is exactly the same exercise which we have solved now. So what is done? We write here your matricula. Oh, all the computations are done. So this should be the same number which we have just computed. We compare them with the tolerance, because perhaps you see here... there are minimum and maximum values here. So we type the number of your matricula with your examination sheet in front, and we immediately see if your number falls between the minimum and maximum, which are already computed with the tolerance, and so we give you the score or not. So
at maximum half an hour after the end of the exam. Exam usually start at 9 o'clock. With some lost time, we could say we end at 10:30. At 11 o'clock, all the classroom has already got his score for the exam, for the written part of the exam. So every one of you decide if you are satisfied of the score for the written part and you are going to make the oral immediately. Because usually the oral examination happens in the morning. For 1 o'clock or maximum 2 o'clock, all the classroom has finished the exams. The oral question is very quick and short. So you decide immediately. If you want to make the oral, you make it. If you don't, then you come back home and you will come next time. Okay? So you have this moment in which you decide if the score for the written part is good enough. This sheet, which contains all the computation, is made by me or by one of my colleagues with all the formula and the computation during your examination. So we also make it while we are doing. You do the exam, we do the exam, the same. We don't take the solution known in advance. If in a rare case the exercises are too difficult, then it takes more time also for me to create this Excel spreadsheet. So you automatically get more time for making the solution. Okay? Usually the time is not the problem. This is not an exam in which the constraint is time. It must not be. So if the problem is difficult and you need more time, you just ask and they give you. Giving you more time is not a problem. What I cannot give you is the answer, of course. What I cannot tell you is if you are using the correct formula or not. It's so stupid and so simple to find the correct formula that you cannot come and ask, Professor, is this formula the right one? I will not answer to this. I answer for checking the input data. I answer for giving you some value which should be on tables like the awaiting or on chart if you did forget at all the table or the chart. But the answer in that case is simply ask to your colleague. Okay? Because most people bring all this material in the classroom. If one is forgotten some table or some chart, he just asks to the colleague on the side. He asks permission. Professor, I don't have the awaiting table. May I ask him? And they say, of course, get the table from me. This is allowed. It's not a problem. Any other question? No. Okay. I hope that all of you will pass at the first examination, of course. Usually who follow the course pass directly in January at the first attempt. It's very rare the case that you are come back the second time. But it can happen because a stupid calculation error, everyone can do that. Okay. See you next Friday.